The next question is...
Think about it.
The next question is a little different, and it's a very interesting one, actually. It's from S in Eastern Washington.
Wait. It's from whom?
S. So essentially an anonymous email from Eastern Washington, and it's rather long, but I want to read the whole thing because there's some good points in here. This question is less about bodies and more about how we perceive our bodies. Why is talking about infertility still taboo? No one is ashamed to say they have a peanut allergy or are lactose intolerant. In essence, their bodies react incorrectly to those foods. And there's been a big movement towards accepting mental health problems like depression, people's bodies reacting to their own chemicals incorrectly. So why is the truthful answer to, "So when are you two going to start a family?" met with embarrassment, fear, and guilt? I'm infertile. My body does something wrong. Why is it more wrong than a deviated septum or webbed toes? So this is not... She's not asking what causes infertility, but really why do we have these feelings of guilt and embarrassment about it?
Oh, boy. This is a really fantastic question and a very interesting subject.
Yes, good question.
Yeah, and I think it's a shame that it has to be that way. I think the reason that fertility, and again, this is personal opinion more than anything, infertility is so much more difficult to talk about is, especially for women, and having gone through some of this with, you know, my wife, we had some trouble getting pregnant. It's a really, I think there's a lot of things that are built into the idea of having a family, and there's a lot of disappointment and a lot of, there's a sense of failure that people have. So it adds an emotional side to the problem that some other illnesses don't necessarily carry. It's a remarkably difficult thing. I see a lot of this in the hospital. We see a lot of people who are having miscarriages in the emergency room, and I've actually become much more sensitive to it after having gone through some of these problems. And I've always thought that it's an area in which we fail as practitioners because we don't treat this with the seriousness it deserves, and we don't treat a miscarriage as a loss in the same way we treat other losses. We don't get social work involved with these people. I think it's really an area that we can improve upon in a lot of ways, in our society, in our medical practice, and in general.
It's a great question. Childbearing and fertility seems to exist in this murky territory that's between what's considered private dialogue, private discourse, and public, it seems to me. Because one of the things I've always thought is extraordinary, and I remember when my daughter, Gabby, and I first started, when Gabby was old enough to go out and I'd be somewhere with her, people feel that it's perfectly acceptable to come up to a complete stranger and say, "So when are you going to have another? You know, when are you going to have more?" On the other hand, as the question implies, it's not a thing that people admit too easily, the inability to propagate.
Unless it's me. I would tell anyone anything. My mom, I inherited that from my mom. I just can't hold back. That inner voice comes out and I'm like, "Well, I can..." And I just blabber
it's one of these secret facts.
My wife is kicking me under
the table.
It's the
most primal responsibility, I think, of a creature is to propagate. You know, that's the one that it's as if the species says to you, "All we ask you to do is generate more of us." And I really think there's a kind of deep, very deep primal kind of sense of inadequacy on the part of people that can't do that. But I think one of the good things that's happening in the past 50, 60, 70 years is people considering that more of a prerogative and choice about whether to have children or not and making decisions not to or to have a different kind of life if that's what you want. So all of the whole sort of sociological and philosophical underpinnings of the question are somewhat in flux, but it's a fascinating thing because on the one hand, it's something people won't admit to. On the other, it's something that strangers can come up to you and question you about as if they've known you all your lives. So it's fascinating stuff.
And there really is so much more pressure on women, even though, as much as 30% of cases of infertility, I think, can be related to male problems. So, but yet it's still the woman that has to go through all of the interventions and treatments and
I'm glad you brought us this question. You shouldn't think that your body is doing something wrong. This is something that this was your lot in life. This is what you were handed. There's a lot of ways to deal with it, and I hope you are. And thanks for asking the question.
Well, that wraps up another episode of The Body Odd. If you'd like to email a question for Mark or Billy, or listen to past shows, or make comments or suggestions, please go to thebodyodd.msnbc.com. We want to hear from you. That's all for now.